responding to the misinformation about the bird flu virus on social media, and farm equipment manufacturers expressing their concerns about Trump's tariffs. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. Well, more than a dozen major commercial poultry production facilities all across Indiana have been hit with bird flu since the beginning of the year. Not only are state health officials trying to battle the virus, but they're also trying to battle the mountain of misinformation that's being spread on social media.
That's the challenge that we are up against. For the poultry producers across our state, this is a very true reality.
And that's Dr. Kyle Shipman, state veterinarian with the Indiana State Board of Animal Health. He explains the reasons behind the current protocol for depopulating entire flocks of birds whenever there's a positive test for the virus.
And ultimately, that's twofold: to prevent disease spread, as well as to ensure that the animals aren't suffering from this virus. This virus kills these birds rapidly, and it's not a good death. And so we want to work with the producer in these very trying times to make sure that we can decrease the amount of virus that is being produced by removing flocks off the landscape that have been detected with this virus.
Regarding reports of drone sightings over poultry farms hit with the virus, Shipman says those drones are likely independent operators who are otherwise not using those drones to intentionally spread the virus.
I do think we likely had an increased interest in those cases that were in that East Central Indiana, and we had folks that wanted to get a firsthand look via drone. I do encourage folks to recognize that this is an incredibly tough time for those poultry producers that are impacted, and please give them that space when possible so that they can focus on the response efforts to get their farm back into business in a timely manner.
Most of all, Shipman stresses that eggs, poultry products, and pasteurized milk are all still safe for you and your family.
Pasteurization is effective at inactivating this virus. Similarly, if the raw milk was to have influenza virus in it, it can pose a risk to our pets, specifically cats, but both dogs and cats. So we're just encouraging folks to refrain from feeding raw milk to their pets even now, because it can pose a safety risk to their animals.
Check out my full conversation with Dr. Kyle Shipman. It's at HoosierAgToday.com and the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app.